Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, as you read the Gospels, have you ever wished you could have been there to see Jesus' miracles firsthand? Well, think hard about that one. According to Jesus, the wrong response to his signs would have put you under a curse. Here's what he said in John 15. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father as well. So, John, if people who saw Jesus' miracles have more sin, what does that mean for those of us who never saw them at all?
When Jesus said they would not have sin, he didn't mean they would not be sinners by nature, because all men are. He didn't mean that they were not guilty of sins, because all men are virtually all the time. What he meant was they wouldn't be guilty of the specific sin of rejecting him. And frankly, that is the sin that carries the greatest threat of eternal condemnation. In the book of Hebrews, we are told how much greater punishment awaits the one who has trampled underfoot the cross, the blood of the covenant, the gospel of Christ. In fact, in that sense, a person would be better off never to have heard the gospel than to have heard it and rejected it. Doesn't mean that person won't go to hell, but there are degrees of suffering in hell. And the greatest degree of suffering, according to that passage in Hebrews, is for those who knew the gospel, understood the gospel, and fully rejected the gospel.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.